This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 54 from Monday to... And you're listening to episode 54 from Monday, February 26, 2018.
All right. Believe it or not, we have a great episode in store for you today. We're going to talk about the beer we're drinking.
Believe that.
The do's and not to do's of drinking with coworkers.
And we'll share two crazy news stories, including a shitty shoplifting incident and the shark expedition gone wrong.
Did you forget what day it is?
I did. I started to say December for some reason. I think because
you forgot what month I don't know. It was.
I don't know.
Every day
feels like December.
Every day is Christmas. Out. It's Christmas. This is our Christmas episode.
It should be. I feel like shopping. I'm a stress shopper.
Retail therapy. That's a thing in your life.
Yeah. Right. There's another show that I listen to called Is This Adulting? And they were on their Facebook page, their Facebook group, they were talking about stress shopping. And one of the guys, I just bought a $100 book on Amazon. So you know what? I tend to venture to Amazon or start poking around looking at stuff that I need to buy, which is how I end up with a lot of different things. Just usually stress, just like you said, retail therapy.
Well, see, if you didn't get stressed out, you wouldn't have shit.
I know. We probably wouldn't have this podcast because I wouldn't have been looking for something else to do.
So why are you stressed out, Robert? I mean, you want to talk about it? It's just us.
No, I don't want to talk about it. I want to sip this beer, really. Anything else?
No, you know, fuck everything. Let's just go ahead and start, dive right into the beer.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
It is beer 30 right now.
And it's a Friday.
Tis a Friday.
Another weird week, but we'll get to that. You know, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Latitude 42 Powerline Porter. This was purchased at Napa Valley Beverage something something. As you know, at 15 and Mound in Sterling Heights.
Oh, yeah, of course I've been there.
I think that's Sterling Heights. I don't know. Anyway, they have lots of beer, and it's a good place to pick up some craft beer. But anyway, the Latitude 42 Powerline Porter. Latitude 42 is based out of somewhere in fucking Michigan. Let's see here. I feel like I committed to saying where it was. Portage, Michigan. Portage, Michigan. Just outside, they are border city to Kalamazoo. Latitude 42 are robust as yeah. No, so what this is, it's a...
You're having a little bit of trouble today.
I'm stumped. Well, so there's no... Like, the website, it just takes me to Untappd. Like, I need something... substantial on the website to talk about this beer. It's 5.5% alcohol by volume. Don't ask me what the IBUs are because it just doesn't fucking say. But the can does say our robust porter is packed with dark crystal and chocolate malts balanced with English hops. This porter is sure to electrify the taste buds. The beer gods have blessed our porter as our most award-winning beer. Cheers. And that's from Scott Friedas, who's the brewmaster over at Latitude 42. Let me try some of it. I drank a little bit. I'm going to drink a little bit more, though. It's black as motor oil, as I like it.
I was looking up the beer to see what it said, and it does have the little, I guess, the little Untappd rating badges there next to it. So
yeah,
they're pretty much tied into there. I don't know how they do that, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think it's probably I don't know if Untappd just kind of has a share system that you can share the ratings. We should tie it into twobobs.com, and then you can go in and see what the Untappd rating is on all of our beers. Although, I mean, I feel like the next thing we should do is make sure that, you know, I can ask my fucking Echo to play the Two Bobs podcast and it actually works. But
another episode.
Anyway, we're not talking about that tonight. So it's a good porter. Actually, Untappd, it's funny. untapped rates at about a 3.5. That's where I also happen to rate the beer as well. It's just kind of a good porter. It's a little bit of hops in it, not too much though. I can taste a little bit of the chocolate notes, kind of just a run of the mill porter, nothing too exciting, nothing too special about it. It's not one that I'll seek out because of unique flavor, because you guys know I like my unique flavors and beers. But it's a good kind of go-to porter. If I saw it on a menu somewhere, depending on what else was also on the menu, I might order it again. I won't seek it out, but it is a good beer.
Yeah, it looks like some of the comments, like you said, are around the same 3.5 to 4, and then decent porters, some of the comments. So I think it's just drinkable. There's a meh. So it's nothing, like you said, nothing that really stands out, but no, it's something you drink.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's their porter, right?
Yeah.
They didn't do anything to really set it apart from all the other kind of just porters out there, which is fine. I mean, it's just, it's not as good as some of the other porters out there, but it's a nice porter, and I will enjoy drinking the rest of it.
Very cool.
What do you have going on?
Well, I've got something from up your way as well, and it's a New Holland Brewing Baltic Anomaly, and it's a honey porter, and it's a limited edition beer. So it's much like the alien mystery found at the bottom of the Baltic Sea. This Baltic porter boasts an anomaly of its own. Honey lends an extraterrestrial dimension to this earthly porter, balancing out the sweetness with a slightly dry finish. And it says it is 8.5% alcohol by volume, very low, 20 IBUs, and first brewed 2017. Pairs with brie, smoked poultry, chili, and sausage.
Some chili and some beer. Can't get any better than that.
Well, I had it, and I was looking up on our website to see beers, to see if any of them would ring a bell, but I had something with honey in it a few weeks back, and I think it was a Mustang Sally that's in there from a few weeks ago, but I'm going to give this one a try and see if I taste the honey, because I know I did on that one.
While you're drinking that, I had one of the, what was it? The, it was something from Rogue. What the hell was it called?
The one that I had recently?
Yeah. I had it the other day in Detroit. We were in the city for dinner.
Oh, yeah. I had the, hazelnut brown
nectar. Hazelnut. That's what I was looking for. Hazelnut brown nectar. It was good. It was a good beer.
It was good. This one's pretty good too, and I do taste some of the honey in there. It's not overly sweet, but it is there. It's dark. It's a nice porter as well. It comes in a 4-pack, so I think because of the limited edition, I'm gonna give it another sip and see if I can come up with some sort of rating for it. It does have a nice flavor to it. It's not overpowering, and it's not like it's really strong. You don't really feel the 8.5%, but so far I'm really liking it.
You know, New Holland is a nice, just solid brewery. Like it, they, I feel like they really, really know how to make really good beer that people are going to enjoy. Yeah. So, I've never had a New Holland brew that I didn't like. You know, Dragon's Milk is probably their most popular beer, which is, there was an episode once where I got super drunk because I drank 22 ounces of it, and it's like it's a bourbon barrel stout. So yeah, it was a little
episode bit. Five. Tree Seeds.
Yeah. Oh, good old Tree Seeds. And I was pretty happy by the end of that. There's also the Poet.
New Holland Mad Hatter. The Poet. Yep.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good beer from
there. Had that. Cabin Fever. So, yeah, we've had a bunch of those. And you actually had one of the Latitude earlier on as well. You had it in episode 10. You had the Lucifer's Cuvée, I guess it was.
That's right. That was a good one, too. I enjoyed it.
You didn't have one during the show, but you had one earlier in the day, is what it says. So
there was one show. There was one show where I purposely didn't drink. I think that might have been the one. Yeah. And then there was the one we recorded during the day while you were on your lunch, and so you didn't drink for that.
That one I didn't. Yeah, it said Robert's stomach wasn't agreeing with alcohol consumption, but he talked about a Lucifer's Cuvée by Latitude 42 that he drank earlier that day. So who knows? Long time ago.
I don't know. Maybe I had a case of chocolate ass.
Chocolate ass. Yeah, Worst Listener is not very happy with me right now. She's usually you're one that gives me the middle finger emoji quite a bit, and this time, and you actually, I think you gave it to me. You actually said it to me earlier. You didn't use the emoji, but
no, I said the words.
I was talking to her the other day, and she said she had some diet candy. So I was kind of laughing at that. I kind of jokingly went back to her and I put diet candies in quotes. And I said, is that what the kids are calling them these days? And she said, Weight Watcher chocolate ass. And I said, I've never had chocolate ass before. Is that good? I'd get Hershey's chocolate ass before I'd get Weight Watcher's chocolate ass. And then a whole slew of middle fingers there. So
that's kind of funny.
I shared that with you the other day, and you had a very appropriate comment to that.
I don't remember what it was. Hold on. No, I'm going to find it now. So speaking of chocolate, I mean, it is fitting because I don't know if you've ever had a bunch of diet candy or something that has a lot of the sugar alcohols in it. It really will give you the shits. Like, not even, no joke, really. Hold on. I'm going to find it.
You're going to find it.
Let's see. Oh, man. Sorry. I'm cycling through the crazy news stories we've been. Is this from when I said I'd feel sorry if she were my sister, too? Though neither one of us would let her get away with saying chocolate ass.
Exactly. It was one of those. I think we might have even done that on an episode one time, too, talking about punctuation and missing punctuation. That's all. It was just missing a comma. So if she had the comma in there, I would have known that it was two separate things. Weight Watchers chocolate comma ass. So I thought chocolate ass was pretty funny.
I mean, it's just a great play on words. And, you know, who better to target than our worst listener? She's going to kill you for us talking about this, by the
Probably.
Way. I mean, the chocolate ass conversation is going to be pretty light, I feel, in comparison.
That probably will.
But speaking of chocolate ass.
Yeah, how are you going to do this?
No. Segways are hard sometimes. Let's just move on. So, well, it's funny because we mentioned the time that you didn't drink on the episode because you were on lunch at work. Sometimes, though, and I will not make any claims in either direction here, sometimes people will drink with coworkers, though. And it's not necessarily always like during lunch while you're, you know, on the clock or anything. It could be after work or anything like that. But we always know that there's like some sort of etiquette that should be followed when you're drinking with your coworkers versus just buddies and things like that. Because at the end of the day, you got to go back to work with these people at some point and, you know, be hopefully professional. So I think there's an article on Super Call. Never heard of them before, but they have an article here about the do's and don'ts of drinking with coworkers. It says drinking with coworkers is a good thing. And we're not just saying that because we want an excuse to hit happy hour. A 2014 study entitled Drinking to Reach the Top showed that people who went out for drinks with coworkers were more successful than those who didn't. But that doesn't mean you should go out on a staff bender. Drinking with office mates is a delicate business. If you want to be the life of the office party instead of tomorrow's hot topic on Slack, follow these simple do's and don'ts. So I feel like we should review these. But before we start doing that, I mean, hey, do you drink with coworkers at all?
Yeah, when we have events for the office, or we have like team building things, or have a team of a group of people, and then there's various teams throughout. So next week, my team is going to go out with the accounting team, and we're going to go bowling. So we'll have pitchers of beer, and then, you know, chicken wings and onion rings and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, there'll be beer there. We have a holiday party where people, you know, there's an open bar, so we'll have that sort of thing. And a lot of those things are fun, but at the same time, it's something that I know there's a limit for me, and I push the envelope enough sober as it is, so I kind of have to watch how far I push it when I've had some alcohol. And you were just down in Florida a couple weeks ago with people that you knew and didn't know, so that's why I was kind of curious when I saw this, if any of these etiquette things even came up at all while you were hanging out there, because I don't know how much you even drink. Stupid question, I know, but
I plead the fifth. I feel like I don't want to answer the question to how much did I drink while I was on the conference in Florida. So I guess it'd be important to state that I didn't drink during work events I can't even say that. Okay.
The happy hour.
I mean, there was
the conference is over, everybody goes out for drinks. It's
There were several instances in which alcoholic beverages were provided and it seemed like encouraged while I was on the trip. But there was also a lot that was consumed outside of that in the hotel bar and things like that. So I drank a good amount, but you know, even that, maybe we should have talked about this before I went on the trip, because I feel like maybe I didn't follow all these things, and I'll let you know. But you know, just in everyday, I work with a bunch of guys and some women as well. It's my particular office is very male dominated, and so we tend to every once in a while we go out for some beers and things like that, and you know, have a good time. But I work with an interesting bunch too that, you know, likes to have fun and do those things. And I work with a couple party animals as well. So anyway, go into the article here. The first thing is, do buy a round. If this isn't an office funded event, go ahead and buy a round. It'll come back to you eventually, we promise. And you'll immediately become everyone's favorite desk jockey. So I've done this before. You know, you're out with a bunch of people. I think we all tend to take turns, unless it's, you know, obviously a work funded event that we're not worried about buying rounds. But you know, I'd say we tend to do that, you know.
Yeah, luckily ours have always been work funded, so I haven't even in all my years I haven't had to do that. Maybe if it's a small group, like two or three people, then we've done it. But any of the typical things that I've done over the last few years really have been work funded, so I haven't had to buy the round.
What's next on our list?
Don't forget to eat. When happy hour starts right after work, dinner time can come and go while you're still at the bar yucking it up. Without some hearty nourishment, like I said, onion rings, chicken, fried cheese, that good time can quickly turn into a bad night and an even worse morning. Dig into those potato skins. That's me. I need to eat and I need to drink water. I need to stay hydrated because I'll get a terrible headache. And I was suffering from one this morning.
Yeah, when I drink though, and I think, I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast before, but when I drink, my stomach is it's a black hole. I mean, really, I can eat just ridiculous amounts of food when I'm drunk, because just like when last weekend when we went out, so we went to the one place. I was drinking, and I ate, and then we went to Founders after that, and I ate there. And then we went to the casino, and I ate pizza there, just because like when I'm eating. Excuse me. When I'm drinking, I'm probably eating. So I don't have an issue with this, but apparently some people don't follow that and
they forget.
Yeah, I feel like if I don't eat, like I'm taking two sips of beer and I'm like, oh shit. You know, so I need something to soak up the alcohol, you know?
Yeah, and even coming down here for the show, I usually try to make sure that I have some crackers or something to have in my stomach before. Typically, well, especially if we do it on a Thursday, because I said, I don't really want to feel bad the next day when it's a Friday and I got to work.
Yes, you should. Next one is don't order shots. This is a work outing, not at the open bar at your 10-year high school reunion. I'd say I follow this, but then I'd be lying. So I feel
me too.
I'm gonna have to just plead the fifth with regarding ordering.
The answer to that is, there something else I can help you with?
Damn it, Siri, I don't want to talk to you right now.
I'm talking to Bob K. I'm
talking to Bob Kilimowski over here about what to do and what not to do when we're drinking with our coworkers. So
I've had shots ordered for me, but I don't ever order them. It's usually, we're going to do some shots and put them out there. Yeah. I'm not the one that's going to, it's not my style to order them, but if they're put there, then I'll do it.
I'm not a shot guy. Like me, I'm very much kind of like we are here. Just kind of drink, have some beers, be casual about it. Like I don't do it to get drunk. That's a byproduct of what I sometimes being on the show here and having a couple, but I don't. That's not my primary reason for drinking. And so shots, like they don't taste good unless you're going to order a round of blowjobs for your buddies or something like that. Like they don't taste very good. So
no,
I'd rather go to something that is a little bit lighter on the alcohol content that I'll actually enjoy, like a beer or something like that.
Don't order anything stronger than a vodka soda. At around 15% alcohol by volume, a vodka soda is about as stiff as you should go with your order. Sippable tall drinks, beer and wine are your best bets for these after work occasions. Stay away from your potent Negronis, martinis, or old fashions. These spell instant inebriation for your fresh off the clock self. I'll do the martini. I like martini.
I do like martinis. And I would say I probably don't do much more that's above 15% anyway. So that was a pretty easy one for me. For me anyway. Maybe some of the people listening just love their Negronis, but who knows?
Now, do you like your martinis dirty? Did we talk about that before?
No, I don't think we've talked about how we like our martinis. Our martinis.
I didn't know what it was, I went one time. Yeah, neat's good. I mean, I like it. It's just got to be cold. And she asked us, "Oh, do you want it dirty?" And I didn't know what it was. I said, "Sure." And then she brought it out, like I'm drinking a jar of pickle juice or olive juice. I guess it was. Yeah, like, no, I'll send it back. Yeah,
I don't mind the olives. Put them on the side.
No, just don't want it in there. But yeah, I like to eat the ones that have been soaking in the vodka.
Tastes good. Anyway, next, do know your limits. If you're the type who can handle one beer and only one beer, then this is not the time to have five beers.
typical show for us.
Yeah. So, well, I generally do follow this rule. There's been times, you know, perhaps Florida, where I might have gone above and beyond on multiple occasions. Kind of what my limit is, but it was a good time, and we had shuttle buses, so we're good.
I'm on vacation. Don't gossip about other employees. A couple of drinks will loosen that tongue of yours, but resist the urge to spill the deets and just take another bite of those potato skins instead. Entering the bar might feel like you're entering an alternate dimension when there is no Friday morning meeting, but the office and all of its politics definitely still exist. So skip the chatter about Martha and Dan's supply closet rendezvous.
Do you get a lot of gossip at work?
For the most part, I think we're really lucky. We don't get much of it. There's a few that again like to kind of stir it, but it's not even that bad. It's usually just questions like, "Hey, what is that going on?" And I usually just hear them. Yeah, I don't know. You know, being the diplomat.
I have a very closely knit team.
Yeah,
and you know we're not. There is some gossip that happens, but I think we generally respect each other's boundaries and personal lives and things like that. Most of the gossip tends to be people that are in our world that are outside of that team. But, you know, I try to stay out of it as well. The next one is don't order shots, really. So this one, I guess, was so important that it was listed twice on here. It says this is a work outing. Not your cousin Chad's bachelor party. So again, don't order shots. Really, this time though.
Do talk about something besides work. Just because you can't speculate on whether Jim from accounting is the one stealing everyone's lunches doesn't mean you should stick to boring old work topics like Q4 goals or social media strategy. In fact, avoid that altogether. Use this time away from the office to trade Game of Thrones theories and make ahead casserole recipes.
How do you do with that?
A mid casserole.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I'm talking about it at a work sponsored event though. My problem is you know, you spend so much time with these people. While it'd be nice to say, let's not talk about work at all, when you're in that environment and you're talking, like, I don't come home and talk to Kelly about work all the time, but when I'm at work, we do tend to talk about, when I'm with coworkers, even outside of work, we tend to talk about work a lot. Just, you know, it's what we do, and it's kind of the environment we're in all the time together. So I think it's kind of natural. It's tough to not talk about work, but at the same time, you know, Game of Thrones and casseroles are fun too.
Yeah. Well, that's how you know them too. So the majority of the time you spend, if you spend 8-9 hours with them, pretty much all that is going to be about work. So it's only natural that it kind of extends outside of that.
Yeah. Next one is don't order the most expensive thing on the menu just because the company is buying. Do not order that $90 a pour scotch. Yes, the company's paying, and yes, they have a lot of money. And yes, you have been putting in a lot of overtime and probably deserve some more recognition, but it's just not a cool move. And it definitely ensures the company won't be hosting any more of these types of events ever again. I don't know. Like, for me, I work for a Fortune 500 company, so I feel like if I really wanted a $90 scotch, damn it, I'm going to get one. I'm not a big scotch drinker, lucky for them. But if I was, I might still order the $90 scotch if they're paying, if they're willing to pay for it. Why not? Because I will never buy a $90 scotch for myself. I don't know. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I try to be mindful of that, but I think a lot of times if you see somebody else ordering it, or there's, if you've been to them where it's happened, then you're like, okay, well, maybe the door is open. And sometimes, I mean, they'll set boundaries, like don't go crazy, or, you know, try to stick to that. So usually that. So if they don't really give you any of that, then you just kind of use your judgment. And I think you work for a financial institution. You can always just go back and print more money and pay for the scotch if you had to.
No, that's right? How it works. The banks are the ones that actually print the money. I don't know if you've just ever
print it right there.
You know, I don't know if you've ever watched the Schoolhouse Rocks video about it.
Shit. Do order something that's just above your price range. If the company's paying, go ahead and treat yourself to a Kettle and Cranberry or a Patron and Soda or New Zealand Pinot Noir instead of the House Red.
Patron.
Save the well liquor for your own dime. Just keep your indulgences in check.
I'd have to say I completely agree with this one.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. And I think you said like the $90 scotch is probably a little bit above it, but order yourself a nicer top shelf. And that what you call it, top shelf?
Yeah.
Alcohol and get something. Just treat yourself.
I mean, I will say, like, if I'm going to order like vodka, you know, what the hell do I order? I don't fucking know what I even order anymore. Vodka ginger ale or something like that. I'll probably get the Grey Goose or the Three Olives or the Belvedere or some of the nicer vodka. I don't care. Yeah. Next one is don't order shots. This is a work outing, not a Russian dinner party. No.
Wrong.
No additional discussion there. Are we supposed to order shots?
Don't stay longer than 3 hours. Any more than that, and you'll risk violating at least one of these rules. Plus, don't you have a fish, dog, cat, significant other, snake, lizard, needy neighbor, kombucha, mother, succulent that you should be getting home to?
No.
That's right. By 3 hours, I think most people are ready to go.
Yeah, you haven't been at any of my work parties, Robert. 3 hours, we're just getting started.
We've had 3 hour dinners.
3 hours, we're discussing where we're going next. And I need time to sober up before I drive home.
I'm so old. I just got to get to bed.
Oh, by the way, I finished my Latitude 42 Powerline Porter.
Yeah.
Very, very average Porter, even after the whole can. But not bad. Not bad at all. I'm going to stick to my original opinion of the Powerline Porter.
I really like mine. It's got, I think, like you said, it doesn't really have any unique flavor that jumps out at it. It's not like it's chocolate or coffee or some sort of mix like you've had the cinnamon roll or the donut. It doesn't have any of that to it, but it's solid. I don't know that it quite hits four, but I think it's at least 3 3/4 without any, like I said, without anything really special to it. It's still got a really good taste to it, so I'd buy it again.
I just cracked open a Maui Brewing Company Coconut Hiwa Porter.
Oh, I almost bought some of that the other day.
I do like it. I have
it is good.
I bought a 6-pack originally, and I think I bought some more after that. So they just keep popping up for me. last but not least on this list here.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Netflix show, Altered Carbon? Have you seen it advertised?
No, we haven't watched a lot of Netflix lately, but I got to find some of that with House of Cards pretty much dying on the vine. We got to find a new one to watch. And I think is that the one that they have another episode or another series that's on there that's got Will Smith?
No.
Is that Netflix?
No,
or
no, it was somebody Netflix does. But that was a movie. It was a Netflix original movie. Altered Carbon is a it takes place in the future. It's kind of sci-fi-y, really cool show. I started watching it. It's this new show, you know, I'm binge watching because they release entire seasons at the same time. But it's a good show, highly recommended, especially again if you're into the kind of futuristic sci-fi-y type of shows. You know, there's definitely a good amount of action in there. It's kind of a cool storyline. You got to watch it closely because it will kind of, the storyline will get away from you if you're not paying attention to some of the details. But again, good show. Back to the last but not least,
yeah,
thing on this article about what to do and what not to do with your coworkers while you're getting turned. The last one says, don't turn down a shot. What? They've told us three times not to order shots. Well, they better have a good fucking explanation here. Someone else, especially your boss, happens to order a round of shots. You officially have our permission to take one. Plan your escape accordingly. So don't be the one to order shots, but also right. don't turn one down that somebody else orders for you. This is the thing, though. I get where they're coming from. At the same time, though, if you accept a shot from somebody, you are kind of saying, I will also reciprocate in some way by buying you a shot, else I'm a douchebag. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, the guy who doesn't actually reciprocate by buying a round or doing something, I feel is kind of asking for it. If it's your boss, it's, and especially if the company's right. paying for these said shots, a little bit different, I guess. But if somebody buys you a shot, like, I feel like you got to buy him something back. You can't just always yeah. be taking. So I get the rule, but that's a really difficult thing to do.
It's like the first one said, do buy a round, and it said it's going to come around to you. So you buy one, eventually somebody else will buy yours, so you come out even. But yeah, the shots are a tricky animal, I think.
I believe so, Robert. Well, that sums it up. I'm glad. I think everybody who's listening is a little bit smarter, having listened to our do's and don'ts of drinking with your coworkers. And hopefully, if you're listening, you've learned something. And let us know on our social things if you disagree with any of this, and or you have your own rules. We'd love to hear them and talk about them.
Absolutely. All right. Well, now that we finished that, let's get on into some crazy news.
I already did it.
I know. I heard you.
Where's this week's special crazy news story to take us, Robert?
I was thinking it was some third world country, but it's actually Indianapolis.
And not even Florida this week. Wow.
Not even.
We're going easy on Florida, I think, right?
That's yeah. right. The article says the Indianapolis Metro Police are searching for a woman who escaped a shoplifting incident on Tuesday using her own feces at a Menards in the city's east side. Police were dispatched around noon to the Menards at 7701 East 42nd Street. Upon arrival, officers spoke with the Menards loss prevention officer, who witnessed a woman remove a video camera from its packaging and place the item in her personal bag.
Hold on. Shut the front door here for a second.
Okay.
So, you know, I like to make sure that our listeners understand what's happened here. So there's a lady inside of a Menards who is removes a video camera from its packaging and then places it in her personal bag, her purse, or something like that. Okay, so this is the scene. We got a lady in a Menards. She's attempting to shoplift.
Yeah.
I'm a loss prevention officer getting paid what's minimum wage in Indiana? I don't know. It's probably
75
it's like,
cents.
It's, yeah, I was going to say it's like probably like a $1.23 or something like that in Indiana. I feel like you don't
plus tax.
You don't have to make a bunch of money to make it in Indiana. Like, you never, I don't know. When's the last billionaire you heard coming out of Indianapolis or something? I'm sure there are those people, but I also feel like Indiana's kind of a third world country. So
set the scene
so
for us.
So this is the scene. I am the loss prevention officer making $1.23 or 75 cents an hour, one of those two. And I see this lady do this. Now, for me, again, I'm thinking, how do I approach this lady to try, like, do I just stand there and let this happen because it's not like she's stealing from me? Or do I try to intervene, right? I mean, yeah, I got a job to do. Maybe this guy here is, you know, he might be one of those guys who has just way too much pride for his job. He's like Paul Blart Mall Cop or something like that.
It's on his Segway.
The Menards. He rolls over in a Segway and decides, you know what? No. I got to try to stop this woman. She's doing something that she shouldn't be doing. Hold on. I got to drink some beer.
I want to crack my next one.
Can definitely taste the coconut, and that's delicious. Okay. So this is what happens. So I roll up. Stop, thief. You're stealing a video camera, and you can't do that. And what happens next, Robert?
According to police, the loss prevention officer stated that when he tried to stop the woman from leaving the store, she reached behind her, dug into her pants, and pulled out a hand of feces and threw it at him, striking him in the chest. So I picture one of those little red butt monkeys that's down there on the ground picking up his own poop or crapping in his hand and flinging it at the other monkey for stealing his banana.
So this is the question, Robert.
Yeah.
When she was stealing this camera and Paul Blart was on his way to stop her, did she already have shit in her pants? Or
that's right. Which came first, Paul Blart or the shit?
Or did she shit on command? She probably went into this thinking,
God, she was ready.
There's a chance somebody's going to see me steal this camera. I'm going to have to defend myself. What's better than throwing shit at a guy making 75 cents to $1.23 an hour in Indianapolis?
Plus tax.
And yeah, I mean, that's before this FICO guy takes his money and Social Security, which he'll probably never get any of, takes their money. He probably is taking home like 10 cents an hour. Let's be honest. You know, God damn it. No, don't send a message to this guy. No.
Oh, hey, Paul.
So
do you know somebody named Paul Blart? Is that why Siri's?
No. So my phone, I looked down in the message, because, you know, as Siri is listening to what you're trying to say, she's writing down in text what she thinks you're saying.
She's taking
and
notes.
She's texting me to text this guy named Larry, who I don't want to text, if you're probably is taking all the time. That's what I was going to send him. But anyway, so all right, so back to this. So she either already had shit in her pants, or she shit on command into her hand and flung it at him like one of those red ass monkeys right into his chest. So it says here, the woman immediately ran out the door and escaped, police said. But they were able to find her because they just smelled the scent of shit and just followed her. Now, it says the stolen camera was
eventually... No, they haven't found her.
No, it says the stolen camera was eventually recovered. Police have reviewed security camera footage, but the woman remains unidentified. Have they checked the local zoo?
Probably not. I don't know.
That's pretty amazing. I mean...
You would think that there were... I don't know. And where did they find the camera? Was it outside? Did she ditch it? Did it have poop on it? Did she obviously touch it?
Do you even want to touch the camera? I would probably put like one of those like dome things, like when they find like a suspicious package and the bomb squad comes out, they drill it into the ground and detonate it just to incinerate whatever's inside. Like, I feel that camera should just never enter the store again, right?
I picture the cop over there with his pen, and he reaches down there and he kind of flips it over. With the pen, you see them do that in the movies. They got the pen, they don't want to touch it. They flip it over to get their fingerprints on it. He flips the camera over, and there's a big peanut stuck to it with some poo.
Oh, man. What a time to be alive.
Crazy. If they do find her, they got to make sure that everybody's aware which came first, the poo or the Paul Blart, because that is pretty gross. If she could do that on command, just ready, she probably had that one ready to go in the chamber. Yeah. It was loaded.
I mean, it's great. I mean... I don't know. Like, maybe I just have a shy bladder or rectum or something. Like, I can't just shit into my hand, and I can't do it standing up either. Like, so did she like squat down, like she was about like trying to go on the ground? Just like, okay, here you go, Paul Blart, take that, motherfucker. Like,
I'm a pretty hip young mom, okay?
Elderly listener wouldn't even do that. Not on purpose, anyway. She's gonna kill me for that one. Anyway, oh man,
hey. Never mind.
That's enough of.
I got in trouble. I'll have you know that at a recent party, I got a one of the people that I used to work with that listens to this show said that I'm very rude to your mother. That was that.
Wait. So
she said I'm rude, and I said, well, no, he is, and she said, well, that's his mom, not yours. So she took issue with me and how rude I am to your mom.
Oh my God. Trust me, elderly listener has it coming. I mean, she raised me and turned me into the monster that I am where do you think I learned this shit from? It's her. She, I know. She does that, not
that's what she said.
Elderly
she
was, listener doesn't need to be defended, by the way.
She was... well, I did try to explain that, but she said that there were boundaries that I was overstepping because I've never met you and I've never met your mom, that it's okay for you to do it.
Oh,
you know, it's that whole thing. Well, I can say these things, like I'm Polish, so I can say things about Polish people, but I anybody else can't do it. And that's just, I don't know. I told her that it was all in fun and that, you know, elderly listener was fine with it. But she said, well, how do you really know that?
Honestly, if the shit that we said really offended elderly listener,
yeah, she'd let us know.
She's still like, she's still my mom. Like, I'm not going to just like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to let somebody just continue to talk shit about her if I know it would truly bother her, because, you know, I might give her a lot of shit, but at the end of the day, elderly listener has a heart of gold and she's a really good person.
Sure she does. Well, and that's exactly what she said, and I think that's why she was trying to defend her, because she's like, this is a nice woman, and she's not that nice. I know, and that's what I told her. I said, no, she's a monster. I said, but, you know, she does put her heart into you, and she's, you know, and she even tried to defend you. Oh, you can tell he's a really nice guy. He's like, what are you talking about? Why are you making me out to be the asshole?
I don't know. Why are you such a dick, Robert?
That's pretty much how the conversation goes, and then I just walked off.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with her on that one. I just can't do it.
She still won't call in, by the way, and her name is the same as your mom. So I've been trying, but
is this Lori A. or is this a different Lori?
It is Lori A. Yeah, she said she doesn't like her voice, and I told her how you said the same thing. And
shit, what somebody sounds like.
I know.
Nobody cares.
I know. She's a wimp.
She's a sissy.
She's a sissy that'll kick my ass if I don't watch it.
Oh, that's so all right. That's not my problem either.
I'm a little afraid of her. And I've told her that, too.
Can you believe that the Tigers don't play the Nationals again this year?
Too soon. Well, last year, I know. Melissa asked me about that. And I think it was during spring training that they played. So it wasn't even during a regular season game.
And that's the case this year, too. They play in a couple weeks here.
Yeah.
One of these days the Tigers are going to play the Nationals and we're going to both have to be at the game.
In separate seats, separate sections. We'll see it on Instagram. Hey, I'm at the game.
You sit in a separate section at Comerica. Somebody's going to have to deflect things for you. No, it's not that bad. We're not all monsters in Detroit, just most of us. All right.
I know we're going to get to the last story here, but I don't know if you've noticed, but I've had this bottle held up to
you. Keep sniffing your beer, Robert. I wasn't going to bring it up.
I'm huffing this bottle.
Do I want to really go down the rabbit hole of why you're doing it? Did you poop in there? What's happening? No, why are you doing this? Explain yourself.
The top of the bottle is ribbed for my pleasure, but no, I saw these at the store the other day, and I figured that I would pick some up, and I found over at Norm's, which is where I got the New Holland Baltic and Amelie, but Norm's always treats me right, and he had a little 4-pack here of the Southern Tier Cinnamon Roll Imperial Ale.
That is such a good, how do you like it?
Well, I can't put the bottle down because I can't.
It smells like a cinnamon roll.
It does.
I mean, they Southern Tier committed. They're like, listen, we're going to make a fucking beer. If we're going to call it cinnamon really roll, it's going to we're going to at least make it smell and somewhat taste like a fucking Pillsbury cinnamon rolls that were just ejected from an oven. That's a really, really good beer.
I feel like there's people that are vaping and they just kind of hold the little vaporizer up to their mouth. That's what I'm doing with this bottle. It's just, it hasn't left my nose.
Again.
I've just been talking taking a sniff in between sentences.
I wasn't going to ask, but since you offer that information, I figure, okay. But anyways, that's enough of fake news for the week, Robert. Let's move on to something serious.
We haven't done fake news. Well, no, that was the fake news. Here's the real news story.
Being facetious. God damn it. I mean,
did I ruin that?
Should I say "God damn it" on the podcast?
I don't know.
I say everything else, what, right? I don't care. I'm not.
Well, do you want this one?
Yeah. So, again, moving to something Moving to something real, we're going to go back to our friends at worldnewsdailyreport.com because every week,
the gold mine.
I feel like we should feature something from them every week because it's such a gold mine of crazy news that you don't hear about anywhere else. This particular story is titled Greenpeace Activist Gets Arm Bitten Off After Hugging a White Shark. And an environmental activist was almost killed yesterday in the Indian Ocean after a great white shark he was trying to hug suddenly attacked him and bit his arm off. 21-year-old Daryl Waterford from Eugene in Oregon was participating in a promotional video for Greenpeace some 100 nautical miles away from the Australian city of Perth. Along with four other members of the organization, Mr. Waterford decided to dive in to dive with some great white sharks in order to improve the marine predator's public image and to raise awareness about shark hunting. And how did he do?
Well, evidently he lost his arm, so he was giving the shark a big old hug to tell him it would be okay, and then the shark decided to take a chomp.
Yeah.
The group shot some incredible footage during the first 30 minutes as they swam with a group of sharks caressing and even hugging the large animals. Unfortunately for the young American, one of the sharks suddenly became aggressive after being hugged and suddenly attacked him. I have a feeling that he probably tried to cop a feel, you know, the little reach around.
And yeah.
He grabbed somewhere he shouldn't and the shark was...
I feel like he probably stuck a finger up there.
Smell like cinnamon rolls.
Oh, man. Unfortunately for the young American, one of the sharks suddenly became aggressive. Oh, we already said that part. It attacked.
You are fake news. It attacked
news. Mr. Waterford and tore off his right arm right below the elbow. The young man was lost. A large amount of blood, but he was able to get out of the water and was rapidly taken to the hospital. Hugh Lee Chong, the leader of the expedition, described the violent attack in an interview with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. And Robert, what did Hugh Lee Chong say? He was there too, but he wasn't hugging sharks.
The shark seemed very friendly at first, but then it went totally berserk. It charged Daryl, or Darrell, and bit off his hand in an instant, so we all hurried out of the water before it killed
us. That's what I would do. Like, okay, he's already eating Daryl. Let's hurry up and get out of the water before he moves on to somebody else.
If you're chased by a bear, you don't have to be fast. You just have to be faster than the purple. You just have to be faster than the people that are with
That's
you.
That's true. The purple, too. According to him, the shark might have turned aggressive after smelling blood in the water. Sharks can be affectionate and... Okay, I'm going to get through this. Sharks can be affectionate and cuddly when they're calm, but the smell of blood activates their predator instincts. It's not their fault. And we shouldn't hold them responsible. Who wouldn't want to cuddle a shark? Greenpeace says Ashbishek Shekdev says that Greenpeace has been campaigning for years against shark finning, which consists of the removal of the fins from sharks, often while the shark is alive. Despite the organization's efforts, finning has increased dramatically since 1997, largely due to the increasing demand for shark fins. For shark fin soup and traditional cures, Greenpeace has been trying for years to improve the white shark's image in order to obtain an international ban similar to the international treaty that applies to commercial whaling. Several members of the organization now fear that this incident will compromise their campaign to restore the white shark's image as a peaceful marine creature. I don't think that there's any way to make a white shark's image a peaceful marine. Have you ever watch Shark Week in your entire life? There's only so many sharks that will actually eat a person, and a great white is one of them.
Yeah, and then they jump 20 feet out of the water and grab a little inflatable seal, yeah, trying to
sometimes
snatch
real
it away and take it under the water.
I've watched this one clip of the shark jumping and eating the seal like 9,000 times because they play it every August during Shark Week over and over.
Now, Harrison likes that though, right?
Harrison loves sharks.
Isn't Harrison the big shark fan?
Yeah, so he had a shark birthday party, a shark-themed birthday this year.
That's what I mean. I was very surprised for, was he three, four?
Yeah, he just turned four.
Four, okay. So that's pretty wild for a four-year-old.
And by the way, he knows a lot of shark facts, too. Like, you can ask him about sharks.
Well, have him FaceTime me again, and this time I'll pick up. But let me know ahead of time. I'll ask him.
All right. So what other stories can readers look forward to and visiting the worldnewsdailyreport.com?
Well, the one I thought here was pretty funny is a postman with an eating disorder arrested for eating 1.3 tons of mail.
Ooh, that's a lot. How about this one here? Man accused of raping a cow claims it is the reincarnation of his dead wife.
American tourist chokes to death after ordering a 460-ounce elephant steak.
In Syria, Kurdish fighters liberated 3,000 sheep held as sex slaves by ISIS.
Man electrocuted after using electronic vibrator in his bathtub.
26-year-old teacher arrested after... Oh, wait, no. Wait, hold on, we already done that one.
Wait, no.
Gay man turns heterosexual after seeing gates of hell during a near-death experience. Man with Alzheimer's disease dies after getting 14 flu shots in one day. Teen emasculated by girlfriend after she gave him a blowjob with braces.
Japanese whaling crew eaten alive by killer whales. 16 dead.
Postman with eating disorder arrested for eating 1.3 tons of mail.
I said that.
Oh, did you? Fuck. Yeah. Wait, let me do a different one. DNA taste
woman expelled. Retired
postman. Oh, no, damn it.
Woman expelled from McDonald's for breastfeeding her dog in public.
Here, I got one here. Man accused of... Oh, God damn it. Hold on, I got this. Mortician arrested after spending 8 hours with penis stuck inside corpse. Oh, man. So many good things.
There's always good stuff there.
So many good breaking news stories at worlddailynewsreport.com.
Yeah, and these things you're not learning anywhere else but on the Two Bobs.
No. Such as bride runs over priest with car after she slept with groom on wedding day.
Five jars of pickled human testicles found in an auction storage unit.
17-year-old teenager sues his parents for being white.
And I love this one. We covered it originally, but the elderly woman accused of training her 65 cats to steal from her
neighbors. I mean, at that point, Robert, that's when I said... World News Daily Report is probably the most legitimate news source.
We need to come back to that. Well,
available to man, you know, because like you think about it. I mean, Donald Trump, he's gone off. He's gone after CNN, MSNBC, not Fox, but you know, ABC. A lot of these other news sources. He's not once ever said that World News Daily Report is fake news. Let me finish my beer. Fuck.
Tourist wearing fake shark fin harpooned 9 times by villagers.
Court orders Tiger Woods to take 137 paternity tests.
Naked man on crystal meth bites 28 people in a Walmart. And that was probably true. And it's in Ohio.
Oh, well, then. I mean, if it happens in Ohio, it must be real. Remains of a pixie specimen discovered in Ireland.
Man breaks into a Burger King and drinks gallons of deep frying oil.
Man kicked out of all-you-can-eat buffet after eating more than 50 pounds of food. Sues for $2 million. Oh, man. Australia, 600-pound woman gives birth to 40-pound baby. Ouch. Oh man. Is that episode 54?
I sure hope so.
Did we do another phenomenal episode, Robert?
We'll find out in a couple days when I'm done.
You know, I never know quite what to expect with a lot of episodes, because there's some I'm like, this was utter rubbish. Because sometimes I get drunk and then talk as if I was from the UK. But you always find a way to make us sound way better than we actually are. And I commend you and appreciate what you do for the Two Bobs podcast.
It's a fun ride. It's fun to kind of go back and listen to it, because I think you even said that at the beginning. I don't know if it'll actually make it into the show, but we've kind of ebbed and flowed over the, I was going to say years, but it hasn't even been that long. It just feels that way. But it seems like the show has evolved, so we kind of go into it every week with something a little bit different. So just kind of piecing it together, making it work, and kind of listening ahead of time and finding things that maybe didn't quite work and chopping them up and presenting a nice little present for everybody every Monday morning. It's a lot of fun.
Nice little treat, a nice little nugget to get your week started on the right foot.
That's right. Well, if anybody wants to reach out to us, we are on all the social things. You can find all those links at thetwobobs.com, where you can also listen to every episode and share that website with your friends, share every episode with your friends. We love to have more of you along for this ride of ours.
We would. And you can go back and listen to some of the other episodes, the early episodes, where we sucked a lot more than we do now.
That we did. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, we do have a phone number, which you can also send a text as well. So if you're like our friend Lori, who doesn't like the sound of her voice, send us a message and we will read it on the air.
She doesn't like the sound of her text, though.
Yeah. I noticed that she had a phone number.
Fuck yeah, we do, elderly listener. Holla. I'm going to be so nice to my mom going forward now, because Lori A says that you're an asshole to her.
It's going to really make it stand out that way, too.
I'm going to kill her with kindness next time she's on her show. And you're going to be such the usual dick that you are to her. God, it's going to be awesome. But elderly listener is right. We do have a phone number, and that is 530-882-BOBS. 530-882-2627. By the way, today I was at work, and I had somebody who speaks primarily Hispanic.
Not English.
Spanish at my dad does today. So I kept trying to throw Spanish words into the conversation. I mean, she was there with her son, who's already a client of mine. So like he was translating, but then she was like, how much do I have in this one account? And I'm like, 28 dólares.
Cinco.
You need más dinero. Necesito más dinero. It was fun. She understood what I was saying. Anyway. What else can we say to end the show?
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel B. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.